Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kurt Palfari. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Pete Rickard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Steele. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Balfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ken Worthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0 for 1 in the game. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Balfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Balfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Agee moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee moves to third. Ward moves to second. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. Ward moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0-for-2 in the game. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Ward scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Steele. The throw from Etchie Barron and he is safe. Steele steals second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenworthy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Etchie Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchie Barron is 0-for-1 in the game. Etchie Barron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Berry strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Agee reaches second base with a double. Hansen scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard spins and fires to second, with Aparicio covering, and Agee is picked off. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bulfari scoops it up and throws to first, with Rickard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Steele takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNairtney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari strikes out. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Aparicio. Kenworthy moves to second. Don Buford pinch runs for Dick Kenworthy. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Echeverry and he is safe. Berry steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hansen hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. AG hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes AG. The throw from Echeverry and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Mickey McGuire pinch hits for Pete Rickard. Mickey McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.